Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. This episode of Wiser Than Before is a learning pod, LP for short, where our upcoming guest teaches us something. These episodes are short and to the point and full of practical tools you can use. They're also a chance for you to sample our upcoming guest's expertise. So if you like what you hear in this episode, make sure and check out the next episode, which is my full conversation with our guest. Today, we're talking with Dr. Matt Reddy about mercury toxicity. The average person with mercury toxicity spends years searching for answers to their health problems before ever considering mercury. In less than 5 minutes, Dr. Reddy covers 80% of what you need to know. Enjoy. Dr. Reddy, how would someone know if they have mercury toxicity or mercury might be behind some of their unexplained health issues?
Yeah, that's a great question, Josh. You know, mercury is really challenging to figure out sometimes, but one of the most, probably two of the most common symptoms of mercury toxicity are extreme fatigue. And the second one I would point to would be anxiety. You know, it can affect the brain significantly, so you can also see some cognitive issues, brain fog, memory loss. And then other types of autoimmunity or even cardiovascular issues could have mercury as a driving or a driving factor, or really just a part of the puzzle. And really, the best way that I've come across to find these issues is to use Quiksilver Scientific's mercury tri-test to identify not only the main sources of mercury that somebody has in their body, but also how well their body's actually handling those levels of mercury that they might have. And we can go from there once we have a good idea of where it's coming from and then how we can better support their body to manage it.
And where are some of the most common sources that it might be coming from?
Really, there's two main sources that we see in our world. The first one is the amount of fish that people eat. And unfortunately, all fish have some level of mercury in them. Depends really on how big the fish is. If it's a small fish like a sardine, it's not going to have very much. When you go up to these, you know, sushi grade tuna and fish like that, those are going to have a lot of mercury. The second source of mercury that we see most commonly are dental amalgams. And so these are the silver fillings that people have placed. And those are about 50% mercury. And we get exposed then through the vapor that is released from those fillings.
Great. And then why do you like the Quiksilver test you mentioned for analyzing mercury levels?
So the Quiksilver test looks at, it's the only test on the market that's able to look at the both forms of mercury that exist in our body. It separates total mercury into the form of methyl mercury, which is where we get it from, what we get from eating fish, and into the other form is called inorganic mercury, which primarily comes from the dental amalgams that we have. And when we can see those two separated out, we know the source. And then the other part that this test does is it shows us the excretion ability that a patient will have. The urine we measure the inorganic level in the urine, and that shows us how well the kidneys are clearing the inorganic mercury. And for many people, you'll see that they're not clearing that as well as it should be. We'll also measure the hair, and the hair then will show us how well the methyl mercury is coming out of the body. And we do that through our liver, through the bile flow. So the hair is a reflection of that excretion through the liver. So this test I really like because I get where the mercury is coming from. Is it coming from fish? Is it coming from some other exposure like dental amalgams? Is it coming from both? And I can also then see how well the body's handling that exposure. You know, is it excreting it the way we want it to?
And so if someone finds that they do have that high level of exposure or higher levels in their body, what are some things they can do, or what would some first steps be that they could take to start improving their health?
Well, the first step, which is probably the simplest one to think about, is really if you remove the source, ideally, right? So if you're, how much fish are you eating? Dramatically reduce that. Go for the smaller fish, the sardines, the you know, the anchovies, the even salmon can be pretty good. You know, really try to reduce the size of the fish that you're eating and the amount of fish that you're eating. And then obviously if you can get the amalgams taken out, if that's what you have, then I would definitely look at doing that. So removing the source is number one. And then number two, finding, you know, some support around our body's natural ability to mobilize the mercury out and get it out. And so that's going to, there's a lot of different ways that that can happen. You know, in my practice, I use a lot of the Quiksilver Scientific products, which were developed specifically to detox mercury, things like liposomal glutathione. We use some liver herbal support to really get the bile moving, some formulas that get the kidneys really working, some binders that really bind up mercury well to keep pulling it out. But, you know, I would say the number one thing for most people is really to reduce the source and then look for someone that is knowledgeable in the way of getting out the mercury and supporting your body in doing that.
Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see three horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those three dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.